Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1525 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey guys.
So Tracy, this story just actually came out today. Now, I've heard some trickling stuff about some of it over the past, I don't know, 6 months, 8 months, because one of the people involved, I've already had people in the past month sending me his picture, because his name is similar to mine.
Oh.
But they've been sending me his picture and stuff like that. And so I knew this was coming, but now it's the crap has officially hit the fan.
Uh-oh.
FBI agents arrested 6 suspects who allegedly trafficked stolen human body parts, including remains from cadavers at Harvard Medical School.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, this guy that is involved, I think we talked about him maybe even like a year ago. So he's either been busted for the same thing before, but he's involved in this case too.
Oh my gosh. Some people never learn.
Goffstown, New Hampshire resident Cedric Lodge, who worked at the morgue, as the morgue manager at Harvard Medical School, was arrested and indicted by the federal grand jury on Wednesday. His wife, Denise Lodge, was also taken into custody as well, along with Katrina McLean of Salem, Massachusetts. This story gets crazier as it goes. 3 other suspects, Pennsylvania residents Joshua Taylor and Jeremy Pauley, along with Minnesota resident Matthew Lampe, were also indicted for their alleged involvement in the trafficking.
Is Pauley spelled like ours?
It's one less E. It's P-A-U-L-E-Y.
You mean one less L.
That's what I meant, yeah. That's what I meant. And so, and he's got like, he's bald and he's got tattoos all over his face.
Oh
like
my gosh.
All over one side of his face.
Oh
it's like
my
one
goodness.
Side's fine, the other side's nothing yeah. but tattoos from, I mean, top to bottom.
Huh.
Lodge is accused of stealing organs and other parts of cadavers donated for medical research and education before they were to be cremated. Authorities allege that he would sometimes take the stolen remains from Boston to his New Hampshire home between 2018 and 2022. Authorities said that he and his wife, Denise Lodge, would then sell the remains.
Oh my gosh, I cannot even imagine.
Oh, it gets worse. The indictment, which was obtained by Fox News, stated that the suspects allegedly discussed their activities on social media sites.
Why would they do that?
They worked at Harvard and they're idiots. I guess it shows that you don't have to be a genius to work in the morgue at Harvard.
Dude.
At times, Lodge stole dissected portions of donated cadavers, including, for example, heads, brains, skin, bones and other human remains, the indictment reads. Lodge is accused of letting McLean and Taylor visit the morgue, pick which parts of the cadavers that they wanted to purchase, and then remove them for them. Many of the remains were reportedly shipped through the U.S. Postal Service.
Stop.
I want to see, like, when I ship something to the Postal Service, they always ask, is there anything liquid or fragile or explosive? I want to see how they're answering for this. Now, get this. McLean, who allegedly sold the remains to buyers across the country, operated a business called Cat's Creepy Creations. Here's what her Facebook page says on her site. I'm an artist of horror, macabre, oddities, and everything creepy. In one graphic situation, McLean reportedly bought two, quote-unquote, dissected faces from Lodge for $600. In another, she allegedly shipped human skin to Jeremy Pauley so he could turn it into leather. The indictment states that Pauley allegedly sent over $40,000 to Taylor via PayPal. And then a total of $37,355 was sent by Taylor to an account operated by Denise Lodge. So I guess what was happening is the Pauley guy was buying stuff from Taylor,
mm-hmm.
who was then buying the stuff from Lodge and making a profit because he got $40,000, but he only sent $37,000 and change. So he made $3,000 off of the process. So I guess he's kind of a middleman.
Oh, I thought that was PayPal's part. You know where they take out.
Yeah. But get this. When Taylor bought the stuff, because you know, like when you write a check, you mm-hmm. write what it's for, when you can do that on PayPal.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what he wrote. When he sent the money to the PayPal account to Denise Lodge, the memos included statements like head number 7 and brains for like a bunch of eyes. B-R-A-I-I-N-S. This is what he put on the social media. Or on the thing that
or
he
PayPal.
Was that he
oh
was paying
my
on PayPal.
Gosh.
Harvard Medical School addressed the incident in a statement entitled "An Abhorrent Betrayal." We are appalled to learn that something so disturbing could happen on our campus. A community dedicated to healing and serving others. The statement read that the reported incidents are a betrayal of Harvard Medical School, and most importantly, each of the individuals who altruistically chose to will their bodies to Harvard Medical School through the Anatomical Gift Program for Advanced Medical Education and Research. We are so sorry for the pain that this news will cause for our anatomical donors, families, and their loved ones, and HMS pledges to engage with them during this deeply distressing time.
Okay, so did they figure it out from where he put it on social media, or did the PayPal people figure it out?
I don't know how they figured it out. But they've obviously been looking at this for a while. And like I said, I know that guy, Jeremy Pauley, got busted a while back because we've read this story on these shorts and it was at least a year ago.
Yeah.
So he got busted before, but it might not have been involved in this case.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
But now he's tied in with this case. First of all, I've looked at this guy and I'm not trying to stereotype people. He doesn't look like the type that would have $40,000 laying around to just use on spare body parts.
Yeah.
So
well,
he's
an underachiever because he only got half of his face done.
This is true.
Why wouldn't you do the other half?
This is true. So, yeah, that's a crazy story, interested to see what ends up happening.
I just can't imagine people do that. I just can't. Just so humane.
I mean, if I knew you could do that, I would have a real lamp here instead of a fake a real lamp.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad they caught him anyway.
Yeah, crazy. I don't know how you can work out of a morgue and be doing that stuff and not expect to get caught. They were doing it for 4 years.
Yeah,
I don't know how long they've had their sights on them, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you not know that?
And what sucks is let's say a year ago they knew it, but they were still getting stuff. Then there's still bodies being desecrated over a year's time.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible.
I guess it's time they have to face the music.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1526 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey everyone.
So Tracy, we did that story yesterday on the Harvard Medical School.
Yes.
And I said I thought that that guy, Paulie, had been in another situation that we had already read. And I went back and found it. So we're going to revisit that today.
Okay.
People may not remember it. But since it fits here, let's do it again anyway. This is from August 19th of last year, 2022. So this has been almost a year ago. It says a self-described human blood artist from Pennsylvania was busted for peddling body parts, some belonging to children, that had been swiped from a mortuary, cop said. Now keep in mind, I don't think it said anything to do with the Harvard stuff. That's all new stuff. This is all last year stuff.
Fucking sicko.
Jeremy Pauley, 40, of Enola, has been charged, and that's Pennsylvania, charged with the abuse of a corpse, receiving stolen property, and dealing in proceeds of unlawful activities. East Pennsboro Township Police said in a statement on June 14th, investigators received a tip about suspicious activity at Pauley's home at the 200 block of North Enola Road. A subsequent investigation determined that Pauley, a body modification artist whose face is covered with tattoos, whose head is decorated with metal spikes, was allegedly buying human body parts from a woman in Arkansas, identified in court as Candace Scott. So that's a name that we hadn't heard. Pauley has been hawking human remains, including this stack of femurs, on his Facebook page.
What an idiot.
You know, we had somebody on the show that does, you know, macabre stuff, and they were talking about there's just certain things that you can't sell.
Yes, of course.
And we'll leave it at that. Since being arrested and he's out on bail last month, Pauley continued his online trade. The recent image shows up to 1,000 human teeth.
Oh my gosh.
Pauley's been arrested on July 22nd and released on $50,000 bond. He made his initial court appearance on Thursday. Spokeswoman for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock said the body parts at the center of the criminal case were to be donated to University of Arkansas's medical facility. Instead, they were swiped from the Arkansas Central Mortuary Services in Little Rock by a female employee and sold. So this was happening at another morgue.
Yeah.
We are very respectful of those who donate their bodies. We are appalled that such a thing could happen, a spokeswoman, Leslie Taylor, said. So far, no charges have been filed against Scott, the Arkansas mortuary staffer. He sure enough does have metal pins in his head.
Well, I mean, he let somebody tattoo, like, his actual eyeball.
Yeah, so his eyeball, the white of his eye is all
gone.
Now.
Yeah, so there you go.
So here's some of the stuff he's sold. Here's a page. It says, edit, pelvis sold, antique articulated partial pelvis with a sacrum and 5 vertebrae, a lot of 25 scalpia, all with original catalog numbers, PM to claim. He literally was just putting this stuff up on Facebook and selling it.
What an idiot.
Pauley has posted pictures of bags and piles of femurs, vertebrae, clavicles, ribs, and human teeth for sale. One of the images shared on August 6, 3 weeks after his arrest, was captioned, "Pick up more medical bones to sort through."
I don't even know what to say about him.
Pauly used to market his body parts, or his, let me see, his Facebook page that he uses is called The Grand Wonder Camera. Vendors of the odd and unusual, museum exhibits, guest lectures, live entertainment, and so much more. Strange, curious, and unique in every way possible. It also provides a link to his website.
Hey, I was just trying to look him up. Yeah, it comes up when I look him up on Facebook, right like there, so.
Yep. I think I've seen it all. And then something like this comes around, said Sean McCormick, district attorney for Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, where Pauly was charged. The question we had to answer was, is the sale of body parts or bones and remains illegal or legal? Some of it, to our surprise, was actually legal. And as the investigation went on, it became clear that there was illegal activity as well going on. So there you go.
I was just reading some of the things on his thing, and one person said he's not a sick man. He's part of many oddity groups and owns an oddity museum. And they said there's nothing wrong with him. So I don't even know what to say.
Well, let me tell you what they found. Police found 3 5-gallon buckets containing assorted body parts, including 2 brains, human skin, and fat, a heart, a kidney, liver, lungs, a trachea, and a child's mandible with teeth. I don't know. That kind of sounds sick. Yeah. You can be an oddities guy. I mean, that's like saying...
Yeah, that's crossing the line.
That's like saying... Oh, I'm just into porn, but then your porn is something that's so far off the map.
Right. Yeah. That's extreme.
So.
Mm-mm-mm.
No. Anyways, that's back-to-back stories that will keep you up at night.
Yeah. I could have done without that.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort.
not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.